Another of life's embarrassing little moments coming to life now as we stop in at a neighborhood supermarket.
So, Mal, what's new anyway?
Oh, nothing much, Fred. I just figured I'd get the shopping done, get home early.
How's the missus?
Oh, great. How's yours?
Oh, great. See, you painted your house the other day.
Yeah, I got that all fixed up.
Well, I'm lucky in that respect. I have, so much stone and all.
I just had trim to do and all. Yeah, well, I remember when you did it. Yeah. I helped you out there last summer when you did it.
Yeah, you're working overtime, too, are you here? I see your car coming home late at night. That's great, busy.
Hey, I was thinking
say,
we
look,
ought
to... Friday night, Bertha... I want to know if you and Madge could come over.
Well, I think nothing important, I think.
Just come over and we'll shoot the breeze.
Sure. Like to, and I'll ask Madge just as soon as I get home, I'm
sure. Well, come anytime after 7, as soon as the kids are all in bed, you know?
You know, we were talking about the other day is maybe we can take that summer vacation place we had last year, you know? The cottage for the four of us.
See if we could get it again. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, wonderful spot.
See, the kids had a wonderful time. Wonderful time.
Hey, didn't realize what time it was. I got a check for $12.50. I'd like to cash here, Fred.
Okay, personal?
Yeah.
Gee, that's over $10, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was so late, actually.
Hold it just a second. Attention, please. This is checkout area 3. We have a person who says his name is Malcolm E. Fledge.
That's the signature on a personal check
for $12.50.
Hey, Fred, we would like
two witnesses.
Two witnesses.
Would you come look at the person at checkout 3
wearing
a dark coat, gray hat, and unshined brown shoes? He stands about 5'10", blue eyes, weighs about 185 pounds.
Hey, Fred.
He's about 5'11". Would you please come to checkout area 3? He wants to cash a check for $12.50.
Fred, what'd you have to do? You've known me for 15 years. What's all this?
Gee, Clam up, buddy. It's over 10 fish, isn't it?
Well, sure, it's $12.50, but... Oh, this is kind of embarrassing.
I don't see anyone coming around. I'm sorry.
Well, look, could I call a boss, have him verify it, or...
I can't go to the boss and tell him that I have a follower. Let me finish.
Okay.
I can't go and say, I have a follower here who wants to check cash for $12.50. There is a regulation.
You have rules, I know. I know you have rules.
I tell you what,
Fred, can you lend me $12.50?
Attention, please. He's back down now. He doesn't want the personal check cash. He's trying to borrow $12.50 from me.
Look, we do not need witnesses.
We do not need witnesses. He is borrowing the money from me.
Well, can I have it?
Sure, here you are.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'll see you Friday then.
Right, say hello to Bertha.
Okay.
Or Madge.